Okay, next up we have Peter telling us about vector search in modern databases.
Okay. Well, hello everyone. My name is Peter Zaitsev. I was supposed to speak here together with Sergey Nikolaev, who is actually much better expert in this space, but unfortunately he couldn't get a visa, so guess what? You are stuck with me. And we are going to talk about the vector search. How many of you are familiar with the vector searches? Oh, well, that's a good number of hands, some not, so that's a fun audience to have. First, let me maybe start with ruining the suspense and kind of showing a highlight what is the state of a vector search in a variety of databases. And I think what is interesting happening here is what we have, the number of new databases started in the last few years, which is specifically focused on vector search and related applications. And then also at the same time, we can see a lot of mainstream databases have added support for vector search, right? You can see that starting back in 2019, which is actually relatively recently and relatively quickly, right? I think that is a very interesting because databases are often rather conservative, kind of relatively slower moving product. And what that reminds me is something what we saw with JSON, right? We saw the databases like MongoDB came and really got a lot of developers' hearts and minds. And then later on, JSON support came to pretty much every major database out there, right, and was also added as SQL standard. Now, what is their unfortunate omission here, what you can see, is the MySQL, right, which, well, you can say, well, MySQL is now owned by Oracle, which is a big